The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions for you, your family. If you have a business, glad to weigh in on some of the issues that business owners face on a day-to-day basis. And particularly those of you who are thinking about maybe turning the business over to someone else, maybe your kids, maybe a buyer, whatever, different ways of getting all that hard-earned money that you've made, get as much of it as you can out of your business in a tax-favored way. Yes, there are ways to do that. Some ways are better than others. So we concentrate on that, too, but mostly we concentrate on all of you listening doing better with your finances. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner professional, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner as well, and Jamie Keys, financial planner. He is a chartered financial consultant, and we're all here in the studio looking at lots of stuff going on over the weekend, lots of big headlines financially in the press.
Yeah, GE fired their head guy.
Yeah, their CEO.
And took a $50 billion write-off, meaning they're just taking the loss
from operations.
Operations, uh-huh. Or whatever. And so their stock price is shooting up.
Wow, changing of the guard and maybe some new ideas. And everybody's going, yeah. Wow, yes. Long time coming.
Something different. So, I mean, that's major moves there.
Yeah. Also, the tech sector is spiking up, too, from numerous things. But one of them that Elon Musk worked out a deal with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission. And I guess he's going to back away from being the main guy at his company. So things are looking better there. That's giving a little bump to the tech sector. And what about all the other things that go on? You're more than just a portfolio, right, Jamie? I mean, we always say that, but it's absolutely true.
Well, there's so many things that go into financial planning, into your financial life. We're going to talk about several of them this morning. Lots of great ideas to talk about today. Looking forward to getting into the show.
You betcha. All kinds of mundane stuff, like if you have an old life insurance policy and maybe you don't need it anymore, what can you do with it besides just shut it down? Might be able to reuse that money in a very, very beneficial way. We'll talk about how that works. Plus, we'll take your questions, comments, concerns on the phone anytime during this program. But I know some of you like to have a private chat. And here's your chance. No one else will hear you if you call us on our toll-free 800 number right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
If you want the right deal on the right tractor or utility vehicle, check out Mahindra Dealer ASCO Equipment right now. With better traction, higher lift capacities, and heavy-duty components, Mahindra tractors deliver superior performance. Hurry in and save at ASCO Equipment, your local Mahindra dealer.
Head over to ASCO Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for huge savings on Mahindra's tractors and utility vehicles. Learn more about ASCO at ascoeq.com/Mahindra or call 979-836-6641.
Fall is here. That means colder temperatures are on the way. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sale and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Right now, get a full heating system checkup for only $60. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Now offering financing. License number TACLB 74166R.
Hope Rising, a local ministry, provides care for children rescued from human sex trafficking. As a licensed child placement agency, Hope Rising needs your help. If you feel called to become foster parents, house parents, or respite caregivers, and can provide family structure and the love of Christ to these broken children, fill out the foster parent form online at HopeRisingMinistries.org. Hope Rising provides a high level of training and support. The joy comes when you see a broken and battered girl transform into the woman she was meant to be. That's HopeRisingMinistries.org.
As king, I hereby banish boredom and invite all fun-loving folk to join me at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Stroll through acres of enchanted woods, mingle with fantastical characters, knights, nobles, fairies, and pirates. It's more fun than you could shake a turkey leg at.
The Texas Renaissance Festival. 9 weekends of feasting and merriment starting September 29th. Tickets online at texrenfest.com.
Huzzah!
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Animal Friends Shelter of Belleville.
KWHI is where the news comes first. I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI. We are committed to bringing you the best news coverage. If news happens in Brenham, Washington County, or the surrounding counties, KWHI will be there bringing you the latest information. With local headlines at the top of every hour following ABC News and three major newscasts every day at 7:30, noon, and 5, you'll always stay up to date on the latest news. That's right here on KWHI and 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. We have an office in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria on St. James Place. And we also have another one for Central Texas, located in the city of Brenham, downtown Brenham, in Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Hey, we got you both places. We cover the area pretty well. And if you want to come in for that free review, I cordially invite you to do so. Hey, just get a checkup. This is like a financial checkup. Yeah, where are you on saving, investing, your insurances, health care, if you're getting ready to retire sometime over the next 5 years or so? You need to be coming in and making sure you're making the right tracks toward that possibility for you. And also, those of you who are younger, get yourself going the right way now for you and your family. Then it's not going to be a shocking scramble when you have to pay for unexpected things coming up or kids going to college, all of these different things. These things can be handled. You just have to have your ducks in a row on it. And that's one of the things we do. We're very good with these ducks. We line them up like crazy.
Yep. And there's a lot of things that come into play. There's two of them today. We're going to talk about trying to get some clarification on the new tax law and your itemized deductions in charitable gifting. And then the second thing is I was with a widow the last couple of days over the weekend, friend of ours, and she needed some long-term care because now her husband's gone, and it's like, okay, well, who's going to take care of me mm-hmm. and one son in their
And she
family.
Has none.
And she has none.
She has no long-term
she
care.
She has no long-term care. She's not that old. I mean, she's in her 60s. Mid-60s, I guess. You may sound, if that sounds old to you.
It
doesn't sound old anymore, but she's realizing that she's got an older sister who's 25 years older than her.
Oh, wow.
And so, okay, they're kind of figuring, who's going to take care of sister here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's what brought it to her attention. So we discussed that, and one of the things that we looked at was, we look at everything other than just her investments. We looked at her life insurance and came up with some ideas.
Ooh, okay. Let me hit that again. And you're listening to us now and hopefully learning about a few things, a few different ways of doing things, which is how we solve problems or potential problems, right? We look at things in different ways. What are all the possibilities for this lady and for you, too? This is the way we analyze things as financial planners. So that's why the free review is important. Let me give you our office phone number so you can come in at your opportunity. And come in. It is a free review. Nobody hits you over the head trying to get your wallet. It is truly a free review. Here is our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Well, let's launch into that long-term care thing here because a lot of people don't realize they can use other things. And why might it be a good idea for this person?
In her particular case, she has good amount of assets, but not enough to take care of her and maintain her house. And so we are looking at how's her income stream doing. She's got some Social Security, and she's got a pension, and she's taking her Social Security, which was higher than her husband's, because mm-hmm. he was a private school teacher, principal, and so he didn't have a lot of Social Security because they didn't pay into it under him, but under her. So she had some income stream, and she didn't have any debt to speak of because the house was pretty much paid for, but you still got taxes and maintenance and upkeep and type of thing. And then we're looking at her life insurance. Since she doesn't have debts and she's not in this state, so I can talk. I was in a different state, flew up there to see them.
What does it mean when you say, maybe we should explain, and we say she has no long-term care, what exactly does that mean?
That means if she gets sick or she breaks a hip, she doesn't have to get sick or hurt. But if she needs somebody to come in, if she breaks in a car accident and breaks both hips or falls in a bathtub, who's going to come in and take care of her? Who's going to cook for her? Who's going to get her dressed? Mm-hmm. Who's going to transport her to the doctor's office? Where's that help going to come from? Because she's a widow.
And how's she going to pay for it?
Yeah, and how's she going to pay for it? Well, she could use her assets, but then they're going to run out after a few years if it's a longer-term illness or accident or assisted living home.
So how does this life insurance policy figure in then? Well, isn't life insurance just life insurance?
No, not in this particular case. This is a flexible premium adjustable life insurance.
So it's a universal life policy?
Right. Yep. That's right.
Most people kind of, a lot of people hear that term.
Yeah, it's universal life. I had her get an in-force ledger. An in-force ledger, key term. It means she called the insurance company and says, show me, and I told her, and she said, in-force ledger. She's paying $30 a month premium, and it's shows what has happened. She's owned this policy for 24 years. Mm-hmm. Shows how much money she paid in, what it's worth today if she cashed it in, mm-hmm. and what the face amount is, and what will happen under the current scenario, current interest rates, and the guaranteed interest rate if she keeps doing this, what will happen to the policy. Well, under this particular case, on this $50,000 policy that she's paying $30 a month for, that she's had 24 years now, it's got roughly $19,000 of cash in it, but in another 11 years, all that cash will be gone and the policy will run out of money and she won't have any life insurance unless she pays in more money than that $30 a month.
So does she have anyone that this insurance policy would pay out to?
It'd pay out to her sons and, okay. and her grandkids, but they don't need the money.
Okay.
So they don't need it. It's one that we're keeping more for funeral expenses mm-hmm. than for covering any debt, because she has some 401k assets and her okay. some life insurance proceeds, but she's not wealthy. But she's very comfortable.
So in other words, if she had to spend $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year in some sort of care, getting care either at home or in a facility, she's going to be out of luck after.
That's going to affect
whatever it. Her savings are, and maybe she doesn't have enough to last her more than 3 or 4 years at the rate it would have to come out. So she's got this life insurance policy. And she's got to make a decision. If she doesn't need it, is there anything else she can do to help
yes.
her with long-term care expenses?
I want to elaborate on that one. She may not need care 5, 6 years. She may need it 3 or 4 years, but it's taking money out of her assets,
yeah.
and which reduces her income, which
right.
affects her daily living. So
yeah.
it doesn't mean you're going to run out of money, but it can affect you.
So is there anything that can help her
yep.
pay those bills?
So what we can do here is, as long as she's healthy, and she should be able to do this, we're going to exchange this policy, life insurance policy, for another life insurance policy that has a paragraph in it that says that if she needs long-term care or assisted living or nursing home care, any of those, that she could access the face amount of that life insurance policy tax-free. That was something Congress did right back in the Pension Protection Act. And so we're going to take this $19,000. I don't know if that's enough. We're going to run the numbers here and look at another $50,000 policy, whatever, and roll it into that and maybe add some money to it if need be. And so she won't have to make any more premium payments. She still has a life insurance policy, but if she needs long-term care, now she'll get long-term care without having to touch her assets. And if she doesn't use long-term care, it's still a life insurance policy.
So when she passes away, it'll go to her beneficiaries
right.
on the life insurance policy.
Correct. Or after 3, 4, 5 years, something comes in here, she wins the lottery or whatever, she can say, I don't need this anymore. She gets her money back.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to get the money. But in the meantime, she's got the peace of mind of some long-term care protection that protects the rest of her assets using something that she is going to run out on her in 11 years. But if she does the change, it shouldn't.
So basically what you're talking about is converting this old life insurance policy into a long-term care payment vehicle.
Correct.
And what that's going to do is that's going to allow her to the assets that she has currently, and this is generally the way that you talk about long-term care and financial planning anyway, is coordinating all of the assets that you have. If you ever need long-term care, what's the best and most efficient way to pay the bills that are going to come about? And so what Doug's talking about is this would be a way of protecting the assets that she has, because under her current plan, which is basically none.
Is, pay as you go.
Yeah, she's going to pay for all of the care for if she ever needs long-term care out of her current assets, whereas she's got an asset that's going to go away if she doesn't do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she can take that asset then and develop a program where she'll have some long-term care insurance that'll help protect the assets that she has so they don't go away as fast. So even if the new policy doesn't pay all of her long-term care expenses, it'll pay some.
It'll alleviate the pressure.
That's correct.
You know, she, instead of having to come up with $4,000 a month, maybe she only has to come up with a $500 or $700 a month out of her assets to pay the difference between what the policy pays and so on. Much better use of the dollars.
That's correct.
Right now, this life insurance policy doesn't benefit her really in any way, shape, or form.
It's going to go away if she doesn't do anything.
Right. So it doesn't produce an income for her. Death benefit, that really doesn't mean much to her because the kids are well. I mean, they're satisfied. And she's got enough assets probably to, for the funeral and stuff to take care of her. So it really doesn't do anything for her. But now we can leverage it and get a big benefit out of it for her.
Well, there's it's not very attractive to tell someone the only way you can get any money out of this policy is to die.
That's right.
You know, because it's going away.
Yeah.
And if it ever goes away, that means when you tell her the only way to get any money out of it is to die, that means that you have to die in the next few years.
That's right.
which is not encouraging either.
Yeah, when we did this, I knew her and her husband, and we had this policy on her because if she would have died, then the husband would have had some money to pay the deductibles and the whatever the medical didn't cover and the funeral expenses and so on. So there was a need for it back then.
Mm-hmm.
But he's passed away, and so now she's settled and sitting because they did financial planning in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We had it taken care of if either one of them would have died prematurely. In her case, her husband, she thought he died prematurely. But that's okay. But right now, serves no purpose.
Right.
Life changed on it. And so now maybe that's something's going on in your life. Something has changed. Maybe it's time for that free review. Because this was a review when I was talking to her. I didn't know this was going to come about.
Well, the other question that always comes up is if you bring up long-term care insurance, a way of helping pay for the long-term care, especially when you're in your 60s, you say, well, I don't think I can afford the premiums.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
You know, this is a way to alleviate some of the pressure there when it comes to having to pay premiums for long-term care. This may be a way around that to make it so that as you look at it, it's a much better utilization of the dollars that she has.
I had a question actually in the last couple of weeks from someone who has another type of an insurance product, and they asked if they could convert that to long-term mm-hmm. care. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, because this is really important. Don't just get rid of something if you think you don't need it anymore or it's going to lapse or whatever. It may be. There may be something else you can still do with that that's going to supply a need or plug a gap in your financial planning. So we'll take our financial planner hats and give you the rundown on that when we come back after this break. Meantime, you got a question about this strategy or any of the other ones, do it at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. We'll be right back after these messages.
If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us.
Collier Construction is proud to sponsor the live reports of the Brenham High School Homecoming Parade. The parade will take place in downtown Brenham on Wednesday evening beginning at 6:30. Please join Collier Construction in support of the students at Brenham High School. They're working hard in their academic as well as their extracurricular activities. And you can show your support with your attendance at the Homecoming Parade, the football and volleyball games this fall. Collier Construction and the youth of Washington County are building for Brenham's future. Collier Construction, time-honored values, innovative thinking.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialists. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Join Friendly Country KWHI out at McCoy's Building Supply in Brenham on Thursday, October 4th during their Customer Appreciation Day. We'll be there between 11 and 1 with our wagon wheel of prizes. McCoy's will have door prizes, a free lunch, and a whole lot of fun. Plus, you could visit with over 20 vendor representatives about their products. If you can't make it out, tune in to KWHI 1280 from 11 till 1 on Thursday, October 4th for live reports on Customer Appreciation Day at McCoy's Lumber, 1803 Highway 290. East in Brenham.
Buy your new furniture and bedding from a furniture store you can trust. Herman Furniture, the oldest locally owned and operated furniture store in Texas, now operated by the fourth and fifth generations of the Herman family. See beautiful, fully accessorized settings of living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, patio, and family room furniture at Herman Furniture, 213 West Alamo in downtown Brenham. Also, visit Herman Emporium right next door, featuring some of the best Texas-made products, gifts, items, and even children's clothing, infant sizes to 4T. Open daily.
National Night Out in Texas is this Tuesday, October 2nd, and KWHI wants to crash your block party. We'll be all over Brenham broadcasting from different parties. Want us to drop by your party? Call 836-3655 or email us at mail@kwhi.com. This year's theme is Life's a Beach. Reports from your block parties are sponsored by Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, and Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing. So find your beach towel and beach umbrella and head outside for National Night Out in Texas this Tuesday.
I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI Radio. There's a story you would like us to report, an incident you would like investigated, or even a new business that you know is opening soon. I invite you to let us know about it. You can contact the KWHI news staff by email, news@kwhi.com, leave a news tip on our website, kwhi.com, or call us at 979-836-3655. All news tips are welcome because we're KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I remember that.
Yeah, some songs just make you feel good.
If you remember that and not tuning into whatever oldies radio program or something, if you actually heard this while you're in junior high, high school, college, need to be coming in for that free review.
That's right.
Make sure you got your ducks in a row there. And here's our way to do that. Give us a call at the office and get that set up. I mean, it's... Bring whatever you got. Like this lady, you're talking about an old life insurance policy, and she's like, well, what do I do with this? You know, it doesn't matter where you are otherwise in your life, but someday you're going to have to face the fact that maybe you're going to partially retire or fully retire or work other odd jobs because you like it or you have to or whatever it is. Be prepared as best you can. And here's the way to do that prep. We've got financial planners right here in either Houston or Brenham.
Or in between.
In between and all over the place otherwise. You got it.
I was in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Every time I go somewhere, too, it's like, oh, you're a planner. Okay. Can you do this and this? Yeah. All right. 979-836-2903. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner, is here in the studio today. Jamie Keyes, financial planner extraordinary, chartered financial consultant. That's his designation. And of course, Craig Montana playing the hits for us and keeping us on time. So we dealt with this one thing in the last few minutes about, you know, repurposing an old life insurance cash value policy into paying for long-term care.
Yeah, she really didn't need the life insurance for the original purpose that they bought it for, her and her husband, because he died a couple of years ago, and there was no reason to change it or drop it at the time. Mm. I guess we did. We reduced the face amount
well,
to make it last longer before it ran out of money.
But now she's going to possibly repurpose that into providing a long-term care benefit. Maybe she takes a few bucks from maybe old 401k or savings or something and bolsters that amount. And the thing is, you can do these types of things and make sure you don't run out of payment for your long-term care as well. And it's not monthly premiums getting jacked up all the time with rates and all this other stuff. It's a constant. You can put in inflation riders, all of those things. But there are things that you can do to make sure that you're protecting the rest of your assets.
That reminds me of another. We met with some people a while back, and they had some long-term care insurance policies. And that was great. They bought them a long time ago. But now we need the possibility is they don't have enough. And so maybe they need to add something else in addition to that. Mm-hmm. I talked about that a couple of weeks ago. I was visiting with another widow. Man, this is getting bad. just because you talk to me doesn't mean you have to be a widow. But
no. We have a lot of those.
But she had, on her husband, they had two long-term care policies because they bought one originally a long time ago, and then they bought another one 4 or 5 years ago, and then he had strokes and whatever, and they needed that, and that was able to, financially, she's okay, because they had those two. They piggybacked one on top of the other. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason for that free review. Do you have enough? Is it still working? And maybe you need to add more, and how can we do that? So there's different things to look at in that free review, which reminds me on that free review, we had another divorced teacher come in and said, here's what I'm doing. I'm thinking I might retire 3, 4, 5, 6 years, which was smart. She must listen to us. But she did, because the family was on retainer. They have us on retainer.
Okay, so like a monthly retainer.
Monthly retainer. And so she called up, and she'd been here, and she wanted to make sure she was doing everything okay, or if there's something she should tweak, and looked at what she was doing, putting money in her 403B, her other benefits and things, and talked about, well, if I retire, can I do this? Or if my TRS, what choice should I have? Should I do a partial withdrawal, or should I, which benefit option should, it was just great for her. And when she left, she felt so much better. She knew she was on the right track, and she didn't have to do too many changes. Mm-hmm. She had things working pretty good.
But sometimes it's just a little tweaking of things.
Correct. But she came in.
To make them do better.
And then that was the point. She came in. I mean, it was good for her because the family retainer paid for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a problem, but the same thing. Your radio listeners, you get a free review.
Yes. And again, the way to do that is to call the office, set it up at a time that's convenient for you. Here's the number again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, briefly, I did have someone who asked me, actually a couple weeks ago, we were talking about long-term care coverage, and she said, you know, my husband and I both need it. We have an annuity product, and we're not really sure that we still like it. We're thinking about whether we should get another one of those, but on the other hand, we also don't have any long-term care coverage, and they're in their late 50s.
Okay.
So, you know, their annuity is now open to being changed to something. It doesn't have any
Passive surrender penalties.
Yeah, there's no surrender penalty left, and it's just kind of sitting there. Not that it's a bad thing, but, you know, is that what they really need to be putting the best use of that money toward?
Maybe if they got another annuity that had that long-term care paragraph in it, they could have the annuity and the long-term care without paying anything extra.
So do you just swap it out? What happens
with
that?
I'll let Jamie do that.
Yeah, again, it would work the same way as you would with life insurance. There is a provision in the Internal Revenue Code called Section 1035 that allows you to do a like-kind exchange. And so in their particular case, they could take that annuity, exchange it for a new annuity that had long-term care provisions inside of it that would allow them to access the cash value and the growth inside of the annuity for long-term care. And by the way, when the money came out to pay for long-term care, that's not taxable. And that's the only way that I know of to get money out of a tax-deferred annuity on the earnings and not pay tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a lot of advantages to doing it that way. And with the life insurance or the annuity, if these are items that you already own as assets and you have no long-term care coverage, guess what? Now there are ways to use those particular assets that you have, whether it be life insurance or an annuity, and provide long-term care coverage for you. And you probably weren't even aware that that was available to you. It's not going to be a taxable event because you're just exchanging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the underwriting on the annuity is going to be not quite as comprehensive as it would be for life insurance, because when it comes to the annuity, the death benefit is whatever the account value is. So there's not a lot of underwriting for your mortality, but for morbidity. And so the underwriting is not quite as strict when you apply for the annuity with the long-term care benefits as it would be for life insurance. Yeah,
you still have to answer some questions on the annuity, like, do you use a walker? Well, okay, that's probably no, you're not going to be able to get the long-term care because the insurance company is going to be paying it out right away. So there's major physical questions. You've got to be in okay shape. You don't have to be in fabulous. Life insurance, you got to be in really pretty good shape because they pay more than what you put in cash.
Mm-hmm.
The annuity just pays out in cash, but they still don't want to they want to have the money there for a while so they can earn interest on it.
Yeah, they got to make a buck too, right? But again, if you don't want something that the premiums are constantly going up, like traditional long-term care policies, not that they aren't valuable, they're good, but a lot of you have been seeing some big premium hikes, a lot of other things you can avoid. Some of that kind of stuff with doing something with maybe something you've already got, right?
Yeah, and one of the concerns that I hear sometimes when they talk about annuities in particular is the cash, the account inside of it isn't enough to make a difference. But there are annuity contracts that have long-term care provisions inside them that allow the long-term care benefit to grow at substantial amounts.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised how much long-term care benefit would be available to you with just a small annuity when you do that 1035 exchange into a new one.
Is that the inflation rider?
That's part of it. But some of the annuities, if you're not interested in the account value growing so much, but you are concerned about long-term care, then they can multiply the long-term care benefit substantially. The account value is not going to grow very much, but the long-term care benefit is going to grow. And that leads me to another point that came up recently is, what do I do with this long-term care policy where I just got a premium increase?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the options that they always give you is to reduce the benefit inside of the long-term care policy. One of the things that you sometimes take a look at is if you have a compounding feature inside of it where the benefit is continually growing, you say, well, I'm not going to get that anymore. Well, if you have an annuity, one of the ways to make up for the fact that that long-term care benefit is not going to be growing anymore is to do that 1035 exchange from that old annuity that you have into a new one that will make up the difference for the lack of increase in the long-term care policy that you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way of taking a look and making sure that these things are covered. And on an old long-term care policy where you're getting rate increases, may be a way of controlling those increases but still have the long-term care benefit.
Things you can do that most people don't know.
They're just not aware of it.
Yeah. So that's why we're here. Yep. We're financial planners and we do know this stuff. So again, before you do something, give us a call, check it out, and we'll help you with that. Or if you want to come in for that free review, give us a call at 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, getting ready for a little break here. Those of you who are shy, by the way, you can call us during the break. Hey, something mm-hmm. else is going to be playing on the air and not your voice. How about that? Huh. So here's the way to do it in private right now on a good old-fashioned telephone. And that number is 800-332-3900. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. All right, going to go away just for a few minutes to pay some bills with commercials. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Have you heard? Texas ENT and allergy specialty providers Dr. Andrew DeJong, nurse practitioner Jenna Leckler, and hearing instrument specialist Natalie Sosa provide expert care and are currently accepting new patients. The Brazos Valley is full of primary care providers that Texas ENT and allergy work closely with in order to bring their patients quality, gold standard specialist care no matter what. They are a full service and independent ear, nose, and throat, allergy, and audiology practice for adults and children. They value giving you, the patient, the choice for exceptional specialist care, regardless of where you receive primary care. Texas ENT and Allergy still has offices in Bryan College Station, as well as Huntsville, Belleville, Giddings, Sealy, LaGrange, and now in their newest location at 539 Medical Parkway in Brenham. For more details about Texas ENT and Allergy or to schedule an appointment, visit their website at TexasENTandAllergy.com. Texas ENT and Allergy, accepting most insurance plans, including Blue Cross, United Healthcare, and Scott & White Health Plan.
Join with local area law enforcement personnel and other first responders to celebrate National Night Out on Tuesday, October 2nd from 6 till 8:30 p.m. The theme for this year is Life's a Beach. So get out your beach towel, sunglasses, and beach umbrellas and head outside to meet your neighbors this Tuesday. Anyone wishing to register a block party inside the city limits of Brenham can contact Sergeant Kelvin Raven at 979-337-7363 to have their block party information submitted. Sergeant Ash Horn will be sure to share the city list with the Brenham Fire Department as well as Washington County EMS. Please have your party submitted by the end of business on October 1st to ensure it is on the list for attendance. Anyone wishing to register a block party outside of the city in Washington County can contact Sergeant Damon Wegner at 979-277-6251 to have their block party information submitted. Make your plans now for your neighborhood party during National Night Out, Texas style, Tuesday, October 2nd.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade bread, and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280, and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, October 2nd, Craig will be speaking with Stephanie Waring with the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Wake up each weekday morning with the KWHI Friendly Country Morning Show. From 6 to 10, you'll get everything you need to start the morning off right. Local headlines every half hour and a full news broadcast at 7:30 with Josh Blosky. The Sports Talk at Pothole will have last night's sports score and latest stories from around the sports world. You'll also get continuous weather updates, along with school lunch menus, birthdays, bulletin board events, and don't forget about the Country Store at 810, where you can buy, sell, and trade with me, Craig Montana. So start every weekday morning with KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7. And KWHI.com.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 811. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back. We're tapping our toes here and tapping into our brain power as financial planner just for you. And this is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group, offices in Houston and in Central Texas in Brenham. And free review, don't forget about it. Before you do something, check in with us so you understand completely how it works. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's our office number. Come in for that free review. Make sure you got your ducks in a row and you understand something before you invest in it or anything else. 979-836-2903. Now, we had a good call during the break about a CD that was paying more than what you can normally get.
Yeah, it was in
at
the,
banks.
I think you said 3% range.
Well, it's 3.1 something or almost 3.2.
And it was only a
3 or 4 month duration of holding on to that. And it was a broker. He said there was something about being sold through some broker.
Yeah,
right?
They have. It's kind of like there are brokers that can sell CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, but that sounds so simple, a CD. It's, but that's not the same thing as going to a bank and getting the CD from the bank.
Well, yeah, there's a difference. Now, there are banks, by the way, that issue types of what are called structured products that are CDs, and they work with brokerage firms mm-hmm. on these. But these function differently than just going to XYZ Bank in your neighborhood or whatever and giving them money and getting a time deposit and the bank's paying you interest.
Not quite the same thing. There's more bells and whistles and wrists and strings attached. That's why they're paying more. You know, how can they pay more than other banks?
Well, yeah, when you think about CDs, you normally think about them as being just fairly simple. Basically like a savings account on in a certain time frame, and they're going to pay a certain interest rate mm-hmm. for a certain time frame. But there can be CDs that are more complicated than that.
Yeah, there are some very complicated ones out there.
And
yeah,
you just don't know. That doesn't mean, I think most of the time, if you're talking about CDs, most of them are going to be offered through some financial institution like a bank. This one may be very, very good. Most of the time when people want to put some money into CDs at the bank, they want to know, well, how good is the bank?
Am I going to get my money out? Yeah. And are they going to make interest payments to me like they said?
Right. And, right. So, you know, so there are always those things to look at. If you're buying a CD that's being brokered, you need to ask lots of questions.
How does it work? What if I don't get, can they not pay me the interest and just give me my money back without that? Yes.
Yeah, there are CDs that work that way.
Right.
And what's it cost me to get the CD?
And that's the other thing. If it's brokered, there may be a fee that you have to pay in order to purchase this particular vehicle.
How does the broker make their money?
Right.
You know, the bank, when you put $1,000 into a bank CD, the bank's got the $1,000.
Yeah,
they loan it out, and there it is.
Yeah, and again, we're not saying this is a bad thing necessarily.
That's right.
They do have a place in some portfolios for people, but there is a difference between just going to the bank, plunking down your, you know, $1,000 and getting the bank's interest and doing something that's called more of a structured product.
Yeah, and we don't know that this is a structured product.
It may not be.
It may just be a temporary thing where a bank is saying, look, we're going to pay this amount of interest for this certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you went in on it, it's a limited opportunity. They're not going to take in more than they can handle.
Well, and the other thing, too, is he said he saw this in the paper. In the newspaper mm-hmm. somewhere, look at the bottom of that ad for that particular CD, and it will have to say something in there if it's being offered as a security rather than just a CD.
Yeah. See, there's so many things out there that it's okay. We've done that before. Sometimes it's a good hedge.
Right. Yeah, people, it can be.
Well, I don't know how to hedge. Well, here's a CD. If you buy this particular type of CD, I don't know if this was a caller, and it doesn't do whatever benchmark it's supposed to do, you just get your money back at the end of 12 months. you don't get any interest, but you haven't lost anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so for some people, if they think the market's going to crash, maybe they should get something like that, because that way they know, you know, if it doesn't, they get a good return. If it does, they get their money back.
Yeah, there are other financial vehicles that work the same way.
Right.
And so CDs are just another financial vehicle. In this particular case, with the caller called and wanted to know, was this a good opportunity to put money into a CD at that interest rate that was being advertised? Well, we have no way of knowing that. But it's something to look into, and you just have to make sure you do your due diligence.
Yeah, do your homework.
Yeah, do your homework, just like you
find
for anything
out how
else.
It works. That's right. Yeah. And there are usually time frames, too, where you get a very big hit if you need the money before the term. And then there are even some of these vehicles that you actually have to let play out, and the only way to get out of them is if you die. I've even seen those too. So just be careful. I'm not saying this one is pretty short term, this gentleman was talking about, so it's probably not. But
see, and banks do buy money.
Yes, they do.
Maybe this particular bank that's offering this 3% or whatever has some big loans that a business is going to borrow from them, and they need some money, and this is maybe they can, hey, we'll give you 3%, but we're going to loan it to this business for 8%. And they got it, but we need more money. And so maybe that's banks buy money.
Yeah, they do.
Another bank may have a lot of cash sitting around and say, well, sure, here, we'll loan you that money for 3. And then, so they're buying and selling dollars. That's what banks do. They manage money.
And the other thing, if it's advertised in a paper and it's a brokered CD, my suspicion is it's probably not located in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, whether
most of them I see or not, but that's
neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, what's your comfort factor?
Yeah, you won't be able to walk in the front doors of a building
and ask a question about
questions about your CD.
Yeah, as always, do your homework. Always, always, if you've got questions, give us a call at the office or come in for that free review. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
And on Wednesday, Jamie, maybe do that, the itemized deductions.
Yeah, we'll clarify some issues there.
Yeah, because that takes a little bit of wrapping your noodle around, too, right?
Okay. Anyway, the phone call. We'd much rather talk about what you have
on
the phone calls.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
So call in, and if you don't want Jamie to talk about that, keep calling.
There you go. All right.
We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security.